you, Ryan Parmbush, onecadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to drop us an email, I apologize for my summer cold. They are the worst, but I don't do air conditioning too well. And I kind of had to get cranked up this weekend a little bit, so I'm suffering the effects of that a little bit right now. Of course, it is Wednesday today. That means but one thing. Our very own Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes.
This hour, the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and they're a proud sponsor of What's On Your Mind. We thank them. Of course, the North Dakota Petroleum Council is the oil industry's top spokesfolks, creating thousands of good jobs, creating careers in North Dakota, and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. North Dakota Petroleum Council brings you this portion of the What's On Your Mind program, and Congressman Kevin Cramer is on the phone, ready for another talk radio town hall with us. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, Scott and Steve. Good to be with you guys.
Hi, Kevin.
Summer cold.
I'm working on that. They are the worst, aren't they?
Well, I told him there are such things as remedies for them, but he's not taking me up on any of those other than...
Are you saying he's not very disciplined?
I think he's just toughing it out. He's a tough guy.
I see. Oh, he's a tough guy. He is
going to the doc later today, so I said, tell the doctor, in addition to fixing my shoulder, give me something for this cough, so I don't have to cough every 20 seconds, but we'll see what happens.
Man.
Yes, we see you've announced some Coffee with Cramer events. We're going to give folks in and around Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson a chance to find out about those in a moment, but we don't want to keep our callers waiting. And our first...
Scott, if I could, before I call, we had a caller a couple of weeks ago that asked a question about alternative cancer research, and I didn't know the answer, and I wanted, if I could, just give you what I've learned since then about that. And that is that the National Cancer Institute, who we contacted, says it actually has an Office of Cancer Complementary and Alternative Medicine, which does support research in areas with a lot of government funding. And so there's two things. One, complementary medicine, which refers to treatments used with, you know, the standard treatments, and then alternative medicine, which refers to treatments used instead of standard treatment. And there's an entire division that uses government funds to do that type of research and grants government funds as well to other private institutes that are doing alternative cancer research. So didn't have the answer a couple of weeks ago. Just wanted to make sure that we got it out there for folks today.
And by the way, Kevin has the best memory of anyone in Congress, because whenever someone asks a question that he does not have the answer for when you call in, he always remembers to come back to it. So thank you for that. Steve and I didn't remember that unanswered question, but you did. And hopefully that caller is still listening today. And that's what we encourage you. If you do ask a question, don't get your answer. Join us every Wednesday and we'll do that. Here's how you join this talk radio town hall. Pretty simple. Pick up the telephone, dial 800-228-0550. You can also email your questions into studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Mark in Bismarck, you're first to go for Congressman Kevin Cramer on today's Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, good day, Kevin. This is Mark Cahoon here.
Hi, Mark.
I think I've said... Good morning. My message is in reference to Rick Clayburgh's talking about banking. I was wondering where you stand on the lady Linda Sender that has introduced Return to Prudent Banking Act of 2013, H.R. 129, in order to strengthen our financial system of the United States, and probably put an end to this Frank Todd stuff that's been going on, where there's no real law and order in the financial banking system of this country.
Well, I'd have to do a little more research, Mark, specifically on H.R. 129. There are some bills that have been introduced and others that have been talked about to do everything from repealing parts of to repealing all of the Dodd-Frank legislation. Certainly we need to make some improvements. There's even a bill that's gaining some momentum that actually returns us back to the days before this massive consolidation, and that would break up the very large banks and make sure that we don't have this too big to fail situation. So, you know, that would require lending institutions to be lending institutions and not do the equity piece of it, not putting so much of lenders' money at risk. So there are a number of bills out there, and I'm sure I'm supportive of some of the components, but I'm not completely familiar specifically with H.R. 129. But that's one of those things, guys. We'll look more at it when we're off air or sometime over the course of the next week, and maybe have more of a specific response from Mark next week.
It sounds
we went through 50 years with Franklin Roosevelt's Glass-Steagall Banking Act that was put in place to correct the mess back then. And a lot of upper people that understand banking and world international banking and what is affecting most of the world here now is this there's no law and order and all these derivatives. And our biggest problem is people to understand that we don't have no production behind all this debt. There has to be production, and the United States at one time made our own credit for the production of increase in technology for the United States. It was basically that increase for technology to make our life better for the humanity. And so since we got away from not having any credit available that literally helps out all this among this amount of debt, no credit made available through our U.S. Treasury Department, or at one time we used to have a national bank, but that's...
Tell you that I have looked, Mark, very closely and continue to at a return to some form of Glass-Steagall. You can say what you want about it, but it worked for all of those years. And this too-big-to-fail situation where exactly as you described it is obviously not worked very, very well, not worked well at all, and especially in places like North Dakota where many of the regulations on our small community banks and even our larger lending institutions are such that it makes it almost impossible for them to do the very things that we need them to do in terms of whether it's home mortgage lending or business lending or whatever the case might be, there needs to be, we can do better, Mark. We can do better.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you. 800-228-0550. He referenced our conversation with Rick Clayburgh, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association, and we had Rick on to talk about the recent visit of the FDIC head at the invite of Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Senator Heitkamp said at that event that she was trying to get to whether or not bankers were trying to, here's a specific quote from the story. Heitkamp said she's talking to bankers trying to learn whether they are just afraid of regulations or whether they are economically burdensome. She said she thinks it's probably a combination of the two. What Rick Clayburgh said is essentially that they'd like community banks to be regulated as they were previously rather than under the Frank Dodd regulations, because those were really for bigger banks, and those sins weren't committed by community banks. And what's happening is, in fact, it's making it more difficult for community banks to offer loans in the community.
Scott, I mean, anybody paying a little attention knows most of the hiring that's been done at our community banks have been to comply with regulation. That doesn't help anybody. And in some banks, not large banks, but just your average small-town Main Street bank, we're talking about two or three more people hired to do, where the only thing they have to do is to ensure compliance with regulations. It does nothing to enhance their lending opportunities or the business growth or individual borrowing opportunities in these communities. So, there's no question. Dodd-Frank was another one of those examples of a one-size-fits-all solution to a problem. Is a solution to a Wall Street problem that is affecting Main Street in a very negative way.
Kevin, when you start looking at the banking industry like that, are we too far down that road to start looking back? Rick said Congress doesn't want to look at repealing any or messing with any of the Dodd-Frank. Is that an opportunity, or is that someplace we should look at doing?
Well, I would say that maybe what we ought to do sometime is have Jeb Henschling on, either on the show or a separate show. Jeb has got some legislation. He's from Texas. He's chairman of the banking committee. And he's got some legislation that I think he's going to be rolling out here after the August recess that deals with banking directly. Now, I don't know if it's the kind of thing that I'm all in favor of. I haven't seen all of the details yet. I think there's some situations that could be problematic for mortgage lending and for home building. But I don't think Congress is afraid to deal with it. It may not be an all-out repeal, but I'm telling you that this idea of a return to Glass-Steagall is getting some momentum. Certainly on the Democrat side, and there are more and more Republicans taking a look at it as well.
Congressman Kevin Kramer is with us today. It's a talk radio town hall. Your chance to ask him anything and everything. He's just back from Israel. Was not able to join us last week. Pinch hit on talk radio town hall last week. Senator John Hoeven was here in your stead. But we want to find out about that trip. And as well, as I mentioned at the top of the program, you've made an announcement today about some Coffee with Kramer events. We want to talk about that. There's been a clamor for, you know, during the recess to have an opportunity to interact with members of Congress. Of course, you do that every week with us on Talk Radio, but we want to know what you're hoping to accomplish in Bismarck on Thursday next week, in Minot on Tuesday the 3rd, and on Friday in Dickinson on September 6th. So those will be in the coming days and weeks. Just about a half minute before the break, so we'll wait for your answer till the other side of the break. Talk about the town halls, talk about your trip, and welcome more of your calls, questions, comments for Congressman Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Here's the number, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. I think you're giving me your cold. More on What's on Your Mind after this.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's on Your Mind Radio.com. We're powered by Schwann Cadillac.com and talking with Kevin Kramer. It is Wednesday, just like we do each and every Wednesday, except for last Wednesday when you were on a little trip. We're going to talk about that trip coming up in just a few minutes. But, Kevin, tell us about these town halls you've got coming up. Thursday, August 30th. Tuesday, September 3rd, and Friday, September 6th, you're going to be in Bismarck, you're going to be in Minot, and you're going to be in Dickinson.
Well, what we're doing, Steve, is when I ran for this job a couple of years ago, not even this most recent election, but the previous one, I started a series of events called Coffee with Kramer, and it not only is it a good alliteration, but I love coffee. Chris and I are both big coffee drinkers and enjoy various coffee shops around our state. And so, coffee is the best place to have a good discussions over a cup of coffee. It happens around kitchen tables and coffee shops all around our country and our state. And so, I've chosen to use that sort of a format as a way to communicate with people in addition to the weekly radio show and several other events that we do throughout the year. But this is just the public's opportunity to come and meet with me and talk about whatever's on their mind, to use your line. And that includes everything from the big issues of the day to very specific issues and maybe even some specific casework and whatever might be on their mind, their heart. It's an opportunity for me to hear directly from them. We're scheduling some more in the eastern part of the state. We're trying to work it around other things that are already scheduled. As you know, we get invited to participate in a lot of things, so that sort of dictates the travel, and then go from there and try to fill in with the other events that are open to the public. So you probably have more of the details right there than I even have in terms of the where the events are in these three communities in the next couple of weeks.
Thursday the 30th, 9 o'clock Central Time till 10 o'clock, you're going to be at the Bismarck Coffee with Kramer event at Lucky Ducks Deli on 307 North 3rd Street in Bismarck. Then Tuesday, September 3rd, 4:30 p.m. Central Time to 5:30 p.m. Central Time, you're going to be in Minot at the Beaver Brew, 1100 North Broadway in Minot. And on Friday, September 6th, 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, you're going to be at Dickinson Coffee with Kramer at the Perkins Meeting Room at 188 Museum Drive in Dickinson.
All right, back to the calls. Bob in Minot, your question for Congressman Kevin Kramer on our talk radio town hall. It's 701-258-0550. All your questions and comments welcome today. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, I'm up in the Minot area, and last week the Air Force was moving something, and they had all kinds of security with it. It was a big deal, and then a couple hours after all that got moved, I saw a car pulled over by some kind of law enforcement, and it wasn't a paint job that I recognized. And when I got closer, I saw that there was big police letters written on the side of it. And it said, he's not American. I've seen before, I didn't know the name of a city. And I Googled it a little bit, and it seems like it's something new, and that you can't.
Bob, you're breaking up.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
There you go, Bob.
What did it say on the side of the squad car, Bob? Well, we missed that part.
You're breaking up.
Doesn't sound like the best cell phone connection. No. Why don't you try one more time, Bob? Yeah, he's cutting in and out. I apologize for that. Maybe Bob can give us a call back. Any idea about what he's talking about, that particular incident, or any?
I don't have any idea. I'm not familiar with the incident. I mean, so obviously up there where you have, we have the ICBMs, sometimes they might be moving something related to that. I don't know. And I lost him in terms of what was said on the side of the vehicle and stuff, so I don't have any idea.
Some sort of different police force that he was... Yeah. Curious about why they're there. Bob, if you can give us a call back, we'll try and get some more details there so we can give Kevin a chance to talk a little bit about that as well. Why were you in Israel? Tell us about the trip last week.
Well, I was part of a congressional delegation, a group of members. I think there are 22 of us, led by Majority Leader Eric Cantor, sponsored by the American Israeli Education Foundation, to give us a firsthand view of the situation that they deal with in their very rough neighborhood. So we had briefings with the Israeli Defense Minister, the head of intelligence, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Shimon Peres, as well as the lead negotiator in the peace talks from the PLO, the Palestinians' lead negotiator. And then just a very big tour of a small place, getting a sense of the proximity of the landscape, the closeness, of course, to in many cases the enemy, the Gaza Strip. Met with citizens that live near the Gaza Strip that have been where some 12,000 rockets have been launched against Israel in the course of the last 5 or 6 years since Israel gave the Gaza Strip to the Palestinians, and just a very intense week of briefings and education and opportunity to get a sense of why they're. Israel's our best friend in the Middle East, and why we need to do as a country everything we can to ensure their security and to learn what they're doing about securing their own future as well. So it was a very good trip and very intentional trip in terms of learning more and more about the importance of the Middle East. And, of course, it was an interesting time to be there while they're beginning their peace talks with the Palestinians, as well as, you know, the chaos breaking out in Egypt while we were there. We actually looked from the Golan Heights into Syria and could see two communities, one that held by the rebels, one held by the government, could hear the mortar fire, you know, in the background as we were looking for ourselves at how close the enemy really is to the nation of Israel.
Kevin, what was the sense of security being in Israel, of course, a state that's constantly on an alert with the proximity of Egypt and what's going on in Syria? Was there a heightened sense of security? Was there worry when you were over there?
There wasn't. You know, one thing about Israel, Israel's a very safe place in and of itself. You know, it gets this mortar fire, it gets these rockets launched at them, of course. I read in the paper today that there was actually a little incident in the West Bank yesterday that where a Palestinian was killed by Israeli forces. So there's always these skirmishes going on, but we were, of course, very safe and never felt unsafe, quite honestly. Besides our own security detail and the Israeli security detail, the State Department provided security as well for us. But as a country, it's a very thriving, entrepreneurial, modern nation in Israel. It's certainly not in the nations around it, Jordan and Egypt, Syria, of course, not so much, but certainly on the Israeli side, it's a very safe and thriving country. But they live with the constant fear of two things, not only the nuisance, if you will, that the constant barrage around them and of their neighborhood, but, of course, the ultimate, and that is the existential threat of Iran, which was the focus of much of our discussion with the leaders of Israel, was what to do about Iran, because their quest for nuclear weapons is clear and obvious and well on their way. And, you know, with centrifuges now numbering something like 50 or more, and the enrichment of uranium being at about 20%, it's getting dangerously close to that red line that Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke about to the United Nations. And that's the one we all have to be worried about, because clearly Israel, as they call it, is the little Satan, and the United States is the big Satan. Israel is the first target on their way to us. So it's an area that requires our diligence.
Sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. By the way, Bob is back from Minot. We also have Matt at Bismarck and Jen at Bismarck, a question on state home loans. Stay tuned for that. This portion of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Okay, that stinks. Here's my dad's product.
That's right, Adriana. StopSmellNow.com can get the stink or odor out of anybody's life permanently guaranteed. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't get the stink out or the smell out, we'll give you a 100% money-back guarantee. But now, this is a special alert to all the farmers out there. We've had a lot of phone calls lately about mold smell in your cabs of your combines, tractors, and trucks, even some cars. What we're offering this week is our super treatment to all the farmers. If you take advantage of our super treatment to decontaminate your tractors, combines, cars, trucks this week, we're going to offer $15 off and free shipping on our super treatment. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call us at 855-800-ODOR. Let us take the stink out of your life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What's on your mind? From the studios of K-Fire Bismarck, KCJB in Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 in the Bakken, KTGO. We got you covered across the Northern Plains today. Welcome to your calls for Congressman Kevin Cramer in his weekly talk radio town hall, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bob in Minot has got a better connection now and can better explain a little bit more about that squad car he saw that concerned him. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes. I am not sure if it had anything to do with the Air Force movement that was going on, but it was like a couple hours afterwards I saw a car pulled over by law enforcement of some sort that said police on the side. And I looked closer, and I think it said America Police. But it wasn't any city police whatsoever, and it was west of Minot, between Minot and Berthold, and some kind of police force that I've never seen before. And so I was just wondering if anybody knows anything about that.
Before you answer, Kevin, I just want to throw in what an off-air caller shared with us. Said it was the vehicle you were talking about was most likely a police escort from Air Force OSI agents who helped transport precious or important cargo or people. Did you see anything about OSI on it?
No, I did not. I didn't stop. I looked at it on the way by, and it said something America or National Police.
Got it.
Boy, that's a new one on me. So I don't know if it's it sounds like it might be something affiliated with the Air Force, but, you know, it could be. I suppose it's possible it could be some sort of immigration or border police as well. I really do not know, but I'll tell you what, Bob, we'll check into it. I mean, we certainly can find out. I don't think there'd be any trouble for us to make a couple of calls and find out. Maybe we'll get back to you guys even before the end of the show or, you know, or in the next day or two.
We have another listener here that might have an explanation. Let's see, Matt in Bismarck. You know what Bob's talking about?
Yeah, I've seen vehicles too. A lot of times they're Suburbans and they say federal police on the side. Before I moved to North Dakota in the state that I'm from, we started seeing a lot of those around, started probably about 5-6 years ago. And I went to my local, state representative and asked him, I said, you know, what are these federal police? And he said it was, INS, Immigration and Border Patrol. But I do see them a lot running around up and down 94 quite often.
Huh. Thanks for the phone call, Matt.
Interesting.
Yeah,
thanks.
Very interesting.
We'll check into that.
Let's go to Jen in Bismarck. What's on your mind today for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
Hi. I have a question for Congressman Cramer, obviously. And I've heard him kind of talk about the cultural decline in America. And I certainly agree with that. You know, I'm a proud stay-at-home mom. I love to take care of my kids at home. And I think that women just really need to stop trying to be men. And I'm wondering what he thinks we can do to make that happen.
Sure. Jen raises an important question, an important point. And I appreciate and applaud Jen's decision. I will say that to the degree that the government does anything to dissuade or discourage that, whether it's through tax policy or some other, you know, economic policy, I think it's completely inappropriate. At the same time, there are women who choose other you know, to go other routes and to do other, choose other professions in their lives. And we certainly want to honor that. And we have an, we're in a nation of opportunities. And I applaud women who might, who want to do that as well. But at the same time, I think the government, what we ought to be doing is always looking for ways to encourage and not discourage, you know, people's liberties and people's freedom, including the decision to be a stay-at-home mom or the decision to be, you know, an attorney or a congresswoman or a governor or, you know, or a plumber. It's really, I think, up to individual choice. And, but I applaud that. I think being a mother is the highest calling for any, you know, for anybody who makes a decision, just like being a father, I think is a higher calling than any profession I could ever seek. So, we certainly want to reward it and applaud it and to make sure that what we aren't doing as a government is punishing.
All right, Jen must have got her answer. She's gone. Let's go to Judy next in Moorhead. Judy for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling to let people know out there, west of Waubun, Minnesota, there was a tornado that almost hit the whole ground, and it was down for a while because we were driving, and we almost had to hit the ditch, and my heart's still pumping because I'm glad I'm alive. But I just want to let other people know there was a tornado out west of Waubun at 1:30 this morning.
Oh.
So for anyone who didn't find out about it.
All right, very interesting. Thank you, Judy. Glad you're safe and sound. Let's go to Jeff in West Fargo for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Jeff, you're up.
Conrad Cramer, how are you doing today?
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, these off-marked vehicles that are going on, these checkpoints, they've started in Texas, and every time you talk to a politician, oh, I don't know nothing about it, and all the people know it's just the SS of our times, and I'm going to tell you, Kevin, you start with this crap in North Dakota with these checkpoints that they're doing in Texas, you're going to have a civil war, a revolution in North Dakota.
I'm sorry, I only heard about half of that, about every other word, but and I don't know if you guys heard it better, but
I think the assertion is Jeff saying, "Gosh, you know about this, Kevin. This is a federal police force and Big Brother at work." Is the gist of what I got out of it.
Oh, huh. Yeah, I don't. I guess if it is, I'm certainly not familiar with it. It'd be a hard vote in Congress to pass something like that would send a federal police force into. Into places like North Dakota just for no reason. So I have no idea what it is. But we'll check into it and see what kind of a police force it is. I suspect, like I said, I suspect either has something to do with immigration and, you know, illegal immigration, or it has something to do with the Air Force Base would be my guess.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email the studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your questions, comments, calls for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Let's go to Tony in Bismarck. What's on your mind today, Tony?
Congressman, I saw the president announce that the Keystone Pipeline, which most people agree is a good thing for all of us, and
yes.
Energy independence for this country. And he announced that there were only 50 to 100 jobs that would be created by that. I don't think I misunderstood him, but no. I would have expected a very strong response from Senators Heitkamp, and Senator Hoeven did tell me that he got a few lines in the Grand Forks Herald. But
right.
What's your thought on that?
Well, it's a very, very, first of all, it's a wrong statement, and I tend to want to give the president the benefit of the doubt. He either misspoke or he misunderstands the real value of it. But one of the things I have said many times in response to the president's continuing to poo-poo the number of jobs associated with the Keystone Pipeline is when he says the construction of jobs are only temporary jobs. So never mind the 50 to 100 that he's talking about. I think he's talking about the actual running of the pipeline once it's up and built. I suspect it's actually more than that, but even if that's all that it is, Tony, the construction jobs are real jobs. And if you're to say that the construction jobs, which are thousands of construction jobs, on building the Keystone Pipeline are only temporary, you could say that about every construction job in America. You could say that about highway. You could say that about every time somebody builds a house. You'd say, well, those carpenters are only, they only have a temporary job because they're only building this house. When it's done, they're done. Well, yeah. And all of that, one after another, is that in aggregate, is what creates a manufacturing economy, which is a good, strong, solid economy. And the president is flat out wrong. He's naive at best about the impact. Now, throw on top of that, Tony, that the building of the Keystone Pipeline, in addition to the construction jobs and all the spinoff, the steel that's manufactured, the trucking industry that is utilized, the restaurants and the hotels and the grocery stores and the hardware stores and all the others that benefit from the pharmacies and everyone else that benefits from having a vibrant workforce in your community, all of that's real to the economy. And then on top of that, you have access to more markets for domestic and Canadian crude oil, which has its even more enormous economic benefit. I think it is a fundamental misunderstanding, or at least the difference in the understanding of how our national and the global economy works, and our president's quite wrong about it.
Kevin, this came up yesterday on Energy Matters. A question was asked about how much North Dakota oil would be pumped through the Keystone. Some of the numbers I'd heard were 200,000 barrels. Now it's down to 100,000 barrels. What are we looking at? What's the best estimate that you have?
The deal that was made with TransCanada for support of the Keystone Pipeline several years ago was that there would be a minimum of 100,000 barrels per day capacity for Bakken crude on that pipeline. It has been talked about that could be even expanded considerably based on additional pumping stations and things like that, and of course, to as high as 200,000 or 300,000 barrels per day in the very long run. But in the short run, 100,000 barrels per day was the minimum negotiated capacity for Bakken crude on the Keystone Pipeline system.
All right, let's go to Tom in Jamestown for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Tom, you're up next.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I think Representative Cramer is doing an outstanding job, but I do have a real concern with President Obama. It seems like President Obama kind of picks and chooses what laws that are on the books that have been passed by Congress that he is going to adhere to, that he is going to follow, and that he is going to enforce. The Defense of Marriage Act is probably a real good example where he said that will not be enforced. There's been other laws where he has simply said that will not be enforced. The question I have is this something that other presidents have done, do you think, maybe on a irregular basis? Or is this pretty much unprecedented with President Obama? And how do you feel about that? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. Well, Tom, thanks for the call and the question and the point. In my study of history is that this is unprecedented in terms of just how regularly he picks and chooses which laws not to enforce. I think one could probably find an example with several presidents, perhaps with everyone, to some degree, where the enforcement of a law was delayed for some reason, perhaps because the law enforcement wasn't ready. Now, you could go all the way back to Ronald Reagan, and, you know, when he did immigration reform, one of the concerns and complaints people have had about him since 1986 is that his administration didn't enforce enforce border security the way that the law required him to do it. This president, though, is taking it to a whole new level. I mean, whether it's the IRS, and let's face it, the most recent one is the delay of implementation of the employer mandate for Obamacare. What isn't really a rule or a new regulation, as it's oftentimes presented, what it is it's a decision by the president to inform the IRS.
Kevin, hold that thought. We're up against the break. When we come back, we'll let you finish, and we'll talk to Steve in Bismarck. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken roofs. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennen, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. Your opportunity to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer concerning what is going on with Washington and North Dakota, and so much going on right now. And let's get back to the phone calls. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to Steve in Bismarck. What's on your mind today for the Congressman?
Yeah, it's just a big radio show.
Yes, it is, Steve. What's on your mind today for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
Yeah, Congressman Cramer, yeah. Well, you know, I'm sitting here in the homestead where I grew up in Bismarck, and, you know, I'm just wondering about safety. You know, you were recently quoted in the paper that you're afraid to go onto the reservation. What about domestic violence? What about those women that go shopping out in Williston that they're not supposed to go there after dark? What? I'm not, you know, how are you going to keep the people safe in North Dakota all the way from Washington? What are you doing? Come on, let's go down to the reservation. What are you afraid of?
Okay, Kevin, so I'm not sure what Steve's point is. I've been on all of the reservations. In fact, I've had a very productive meeting up on Spirit Lake Reservation with their chairman, and been to all of the reservations a number of times, met with all of the tribal chairman, and in fact, have been received a lot, great deal of political support in recent weeks from various tribes from around the country because of my advocacy for tribes. So I'm not really sure what that has to do with the parking lots in Williston, but at any rate, local security really is a local issue and a police issue for local municipal and county sheriffs and the states. To the degree that Congress can support that the efforts of local police officers and law enforcement, we certainly do everything we can.
I think Steve has a strong future in acting, though. That accent was really he ginned up a beauty there for us. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate
not
that.
Not real good. Yeah.
You know, but he's trying hard to disguise that voice, whoever he is. But somebody out there knows who it is. Facebook question. Robert says, please ask Congressman Cramer to do all he can to get the conservation compliance tied to crop insurance out of the Farm Bill agreement. Last thing we need to have is tree huggers telling us how to farm. Your reaction?
Well, that's a fact. And we did separate it in the House version of the Farm Bill. The Senate has tied the two together. They currently are not tied together in the current Farm Bill, so we want to keep it that way. It's going to be tough because the fact is that Debbie Stabenow, the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, is really, really feels strongly about keeping them tied together. That would be very detrimental to North Dakota farmers. In sort of an anticipation of that, though, I did get an amendment introduced and passed on the House side that takes away the discretion from the federal government in terms of mitigation of nuisance wetlands. So it's a 1 acre for 1 acre wetland mitigation bill that takes away this discretion and this abuse that the federal government's been imposing on farmers to value wetlands and land in different ways, arbitrary ways, frankly, that punishes farmers for even just these small nuisance wetlands that they drain in order to grow food, both for wildlife and for people. So I appreciate that. We're going to do everything we can to keep them separated, and if we don't prevail, at least we have the backstop, if you will, of the Cramer Amendment.
Let's get back to the phones. Dean and Donnybrook, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
Yes, my question here, you know, North Dakota's unique constitution, you know, I'm wondering about why we don't have a refinery. I've checked, and long-term profit on a barrel of oil, the refinery is $6.32. If you figure a 100,000 barrel a day refinery, you're talking 632,000 plus that costs $10 a barrel to get the crude shipped out. You know, and they could even have one up at Devil's Lake to use some of the Devil's Lake water because it's reverse osmosis when they put it back in, so it's actually in better shape when you put it back in.
Sure. So when you're talking about an oil refinery, I take it, Dean, and we have two oil refineries in North Dakota under construction right now, and they're the only two that have been constructed in the United States in the last 40-plus years. So we are unique up here. But the thing about refining oil products into refined products is that economically it works best with where the refined product will be sold into the market. And so we have a high demand in North Dakota for diesel fuel. So we have two small diesel refineries under construction, one up in the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation, the other one out near Dickinson. And both of them are domestic in the sense that they're North Dakota entities that are actually investing and building the refineries. So we're leading the way. We just need to do more, Dean, and other parts of the country to do the same thing and roll back some of the regulations that make it nearly impossible to build refineries these days. We really have a wall that we're hitting, and a lot of that demand wall is based on the lack of infrastructure like refineries.
Appreciate the call. A real short answer here because we're up against the clock. What are Congressman Cramer's plans to get a flying mission back and save guard positions in the North Dakota Guard after we did so much over a decade to support the war on terror?
Well, the North Dakota Guard has several very important missions. What it doesn't have right now, and what I think that the message is a manned flying mission, but we do have unmanned flying missions, and we also have some very exciting future missions that may or may not involve manned aircraft. I think the North Dakota National Guard is perhaps one of the best positioned guards in the country for the future of especially the Air Force needs and uses going forward. We continue to try and get a manned mission in North Dakota for our National Guard, but we also want to continue down paths that are you know, the Recognize the Future is in other areas as well.
Kevin, we're up against the clock. A pleasure as usual. Don't forget to get check out Kevin's town hall meetings coming up around the state as well.
And he'll be back next Wednesday for another Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lamoure County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.